Welcome to New Generation Church with Pastor Eddie Merino.
Welcome everyone this morning. Thank you for being with us, and everyone watching online, thank you for being with us also. We believe that as you listen to the word, that God will speak to you, because it is the power of the word of God. And this morning, I want to share with you, if you have your Bibles, if you will open your Bibles in 1 Samuel chapter 2. I'm going to continue where I left off. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 18. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 18. The title of my message this morning is The Power of Reaping. The Power of Reaping. In life, when we sow, we also believe that we will reap. That we will reap. So 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 18. Do you guys have it? It's in between Genesis and Revelations. But Samuel ministered before the Lord, even as a child, wearing a linen ephod. Once again. But Samuel ministered before the Lord, even as a child, wearing a linen ephod. The importance of sowing as we saw how Samuel mother at one time was barren. She was not able to have children. But she prayed and believed God, and God made it happen. She sowed a seed, and it wasn't long before the harvest came. And now we read that Samuel, he's a child. The Bible says that he ministered before the Lord. In other words, he served the Lord. But the Bible says that he served the Lord, as we will find out. It was in the tabernacle. Nowadays, we would say that we serve in the house of God. And I truly believe that when someone gives their lives to Jesus as their personal Savior, what a privilege and an opportunity it is to serve God. What an honor to serve the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And as we will see, what we'll find out is that Samuel served the Lord in the tabernacle from a child all the way in his older years. And I want to say something, church, that it is a blessing and an honor to serve God. And God honors faithful service. And did you know that God is looking for vessels or willing hearts willing hearts that will say, Lord, use me. I want to serve you. God doesn't see the age. God doesn't see the experience. God sees a willingness. He sees a willingness in your life and your heart. And that's why, like this morning, there's a lot of young adults. God wants you. And regardless, even if it's in the house of God or wherever God has you, we have the privilege once again to serve God. It could be at the workplace, but to stand up and say that you are a servant of the Almighty God. And God is seeking, hear me, church, everyone this morning. He is seeking for lives who will surrender their lives to Him. Those are the vessels that God uses. It's the ones that say, Lord, I surrender all to you. I surrender all to you. Notice that the Bible says that Samuel ministered before the Lord, or Samuel served the Lord, even as a child. Praise God, if you grew up in church, what a blessing. Maybe you didn't grow up in church, but how many know that God, what He's seeking is people that surrender their lives to Him. And the Bible says, wearing a linen ephod. Now, I want to say this. Never be ashamed of serving God, even at a young age. Never be embarrassed about serving the Lord, or when they question you, that what do you do besides anything else, that we can say with pride and no shame and say, I am a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ. There's a scripture that I love when Paul writes to young Timothy. Timothy was a young man. Literally, he grew up in the things of the Lord. He had his mother and his grandmother, the Bible teaches, that taught him the scriptures from an early age. Let me say this, church. Parents, it is an investment when we teach our children the things of God. The things about God. It is an investment when we teach him what the Bible says, or they are around that environment where they see the family, the parents, the dad and the mom that go and get up early in the morning to be in the house of God. And Paul tells Timothy, and he says, Timothy, let no one despise your youth. Or another translation says, don't let anyone think less of you because you are young. But then he tells Timothy, and he says, but be an example to the believers. Hear me, church. Did you know that young people can be an example to the believers? God can raise up young people that are on fire for Jesus to be an example to everyone else around them. And he says, but be an example to the believers. Look what he says. Number one, in the word. Number two, be an example in your conduct. Church, how important it is to show a conduct. And then he says, in love, in spirit, in faith, and lastly, here it goes, and in purity. Young people, or even adults, purity is powerful. And that, you know, I'm going to say this. You don't have to be in full-time ministry to be a servant of God. You can work at McDonald's and you can serve Jesus. You can work at Costco and you can serve Jesus. You could be in law enforcement and you can serve Jesus. Hallelujah. You can be a wife at home and you can serve Jesus. Are you hearing me, church, this morning? You can serve Jesus wherever God has placed you at the moment you and I are called to be servants of the living God. Amen. Because we are no longer slaves to sin. Be a servant of God. Be a servant of God. Serve God. Serve God this morning. Serve God when you're outside the four doors. Serve God. Be a servant for Jesus. Be sold out for Jesus. Hallelujah. What is a servant? A servant is somebody who carries out the wishes of another. A servant is someone who serves the interests of another. But you and I, church, who have received Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, you and I get to carry out the wishes of the Almighty God. No matter your occupation, once again. That's what we signed up for. The moment you gave your life to Jesus, that's what we signed up for. Is to be servants for Jesus. I don't know you, church, but I want to serve Jesus all the days of my life. I want to serve Jesus Christ all the days of my life until he comes or the Lord calls me home. But we are called to serve Jesus. At all occasions, all seasons, we are called to serve him. And the Bible says that Samuel ministered, served before the Lord, even as a child. Today, decide if you're going to serve Jesus. It's not just about, hear me, church, it's not just about attending. It's about serving. I'm going to say it again because I don't think you liked it, but I'm going to say it anyways. It's not just about attending. It's about serving Jesus Christ. I mean, think about it. We used to serve the world. We used to serve the devil. We used to serve sin. How much more that Jesus Christ has set us free? Why not serve Jesus all the days of our lives? Wouldn't you like that heaven would regard you? That God would regard you as a man or woman of God who sees that he sees that you are serving him. Hear me, church. Even when others don't want to serve him, you serve Jesus. You know, it might be that, you know, maybe some, you know, they don't got the fire. Or they don't want the fire. But praise God, if you got the fire, you serve Jesus with everything you got. Don't let anybody discourage you, church. Hear me this morning. Don't let nobody stop the flow of you serving Jesus. Hallelujah. Remove every hindrance. Remove anything that's in the way and give it all to Jesus Christ because he has been so good. Remove every roadblock. Well, I want to get, you know, I want to serve Jesus. I want more of God, but you know, my husband, he's in the way. My wife. That's easy. Block them. Or let's go further. Delete them. Delete. But not only delete, trash it. There's some that delete and they wait a few months and then they come back and they restore the delete. How do I know that? Because yesterday I was at home and I was in my phone and I was looking at the picture, some pictures, and I only saw one picture. And I said, wait, what's going on here? Where's the other pictures? So I started researching, and I, because it's happening before I go, I'm going to go to the delete, the trash. And sure enough, all of them were there. But then I saw a little button that said, restore. See, sometimes people be doing that. They don't delete trash all the way. They go back and they restore. Just in case things don't work out. Just in case I don't get the position. Just in case he continues or he or her acting up. Just in case. Come on, are you going to sign the papers or you're not going to sign them? And then time goes by. What happened? Oh, well, you know, God put in my heart to extend it. No. Quit playing games. It's now or never. There's this, I'm going to say it anyways, but there's this minister that we always in back of him. I go, brother, he says, well, you know, I want to be part of the, I go, are you going to sign the papers or are you not going to sign them? And it's been over, I don't know how many years. Just sign them. The moment you gave your life to Jesus, you sign the papers. Serve him now, church. Quit saying, oh, I don't want to go all the way in. I don't want to read the Bible, because if I read the Bible, what if God really starts changing me? That's the point. To change you. To change your thinking, to change your heart, to change those bad habits that you have in your life. That's the point. That's the power of the gospel, the power of Jesus Christ. It's to change your life around. That's the point, Pastor. I don't want to pray because if I pray, what if God brings conviction? And the Bible says, Samuel ministered before the Lord even as a child, wearing a linen ephod. The linen ephod was a priestly garment that the priest would wear. Some say that this one was like a small shoulder garment or apron used, anybody would use for the service, for serving. It'd be the priests or the Levites. But because of Samuel, Samuel was in the tabernacle. He grew up there. Samuel was being prepared. He was in training. For what? For the priestly service. And even though he wasn't a Levite, because only the Levites, but because of his devotion to God ever since his birth. Let me tell you something, church. There's something about when you devote yourself, even if you're an adult, doesn't matter your age, when you devote yourself truly and sincerely to God, God can do the extraordinary in your life. God does the supernatural. God will give you favor. Samuel got to wear that linen ephod, not because he was cute, not because he was a child, not because who were the parents. No, it was because God saw in Samuel that from with a sincere heart, even as a child, he served God in the tabernacle. Did you know that, church? That God knows your willingness. God knows your heart. God knows that you want to serve him sincerely. You want to be faithful to him. You want to live a holy life to him. You want to dedicate your life to him. God sees it all. And the Bible says in verse 19, moreover, his mother used to make him a little robe. And the Bible says, and bring it to him year by year. When she came up with her husband to offer the yearly sacrifice. Every year she would go up with her husband. Whenever they would go up to Shiloh, she would take him that little robe and bring it to him. This is powerful, church. Even though Hannah said, Lord, if you give me a child, because remember she was barren, you give me a child, I'm going to surrender him to you. In other words, she said, this child will be yours forever. But even at that, she was a responsible mother because she kept loving on her child. And I believe she kept praying for her child. And as we see right here, she would provide for her child. How many know that is important, church? To stay connected with your children. You didn't hear me. I said, how many know how important it is to stay connected with your children? And remind them that Jesus is Lord. Remind them that the only one that's going to help them to get out of any situation, anything, any challenge they might be facing in life, that Jesus Christ is the answer. That Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And no one goes to the Father except by the Son, Jesus Christ. I really believe that our children need to hear more about Jesus. That Jesus is the one that can break those chains. That Jesus is the one that can set them free from any bondage, from anything critical, anything that seems impossible. But with God, all things are possible. And let me say this, there is no such thing as perfect parents. It's just real simple. And parents, don't go on that trip with that guilt that the enemy likes to bring every once in a while. You didn't teach your children well. You didn't tell them, or you didn't raise them in church. It's not about being perfect. It's just, hear me, it's real simple. Don't make it hard. It's just about showing up. Show up. Show up for your children. Call your children. Why? Because you got the good news. I got the good news. We have the good news. We have the word of life. I said we have the word of life. We have the good news. The world doesn't have the good news. We got the good news. We got the gospel of Jesus. Let me tell you something. It's not the drugs. It's not the alcohol. It's not the sex outside of marriage. No. The answer is Jesus Christ, the Savior of the Lord. Well, I don't want to hear about God. Well, too bad. That's what you're going to hear. That's not for me. Too bad. That's what you're going to hear. Oh, that sounds too churchy. Well, too bad. Get used to it. We got to get bold, church. I said we have to get bold with our children. Even if they don't want to listen to us. There is power. There is spiritual influence. when you tell your child. Yeah, you might have a good job. You might make money. You might be having that fancy car. But let me tell you something. Without Jesus, you're nothing. That's why you feel empty. That's why you're depressed, oppressed. You feel dirty. You don't know what to do. You even want to take your life. Why? Because you need someone to fill that emptiness. And the only one that can fill that shape is Jesus Christ. It's Jesus. So every year the parents, they would go every year and take them, that little robe. It's that time of the year, let's go. They would take them a little robe. To where? Shiloh. Shiloh was the place where the tabernacle was located. The tabernacle was the place where they had the Ark of the Covenant. The Ark of the Covenant represented the presence of God. It's like here this morning, church. The presence, the power of God is in the house right now. You didn't hear me. I said the power. This is not Disneyland, church, this morning. This is not SeaWorld. All that has this time. This is where God dwells. This is where the power, the anointing of the Holy Spirit is present. You might be saying it's just a location. It's just a building. No, this is a place of worship. This is the place where great things happen. Did you know that it was in the tabernacle where Samuel heard the voice of God for the first time? You might be here this morning, church, and it might be the first time where God is speaking to you right now, directly to you. Stop it with your, oh, that's for my brother in the back of me. No. That works for you. Praise the Lord. He came today. I'm grateful. Thank you. You heard my prayer, Jesus. My daughter came to church today. God does miracles, church. Verse 20. And Eli, who was Eli? Once again, he's the priest. Check this out. And Eli would bless who? Elkanah and his wife. Every year that they would go to the tabernacle, Eli the priest, there at the tabernacle where God dwelt, Eli the priest would bless the parents. Church, you're here this morning. God's going to bless you. I said, God's going to bless you. How many want the blessing of God in your life? You want the blessing of God in your life. You want the blessing of God with your children. You want the blessing of God in your marriage. You want the blessing of God in your family. I want the blessing of God because I'm in the house of God. I'm not just here just because. I'm not here just because of coincidence. No. God made an appointment with you this morning. And Eli, look what the Bible says, would bless Elkanah and his wife. That's why every time you come, church, some of you come and you give thanks to the Lord. Thank you, Father, for covering me, protecting me. From that incident, that accident, I should have been dead, but because of you, Lord, I'm still here.
Some of you are here this morning because God's been so good, and you just praise and bless God, and you say, Lord, you are so good to me. And some of you came this morning broken, or maybe discouraged, or maybe you're looking for answers, or maybe you're just tired of life, but Jesus is giving you hope this morning right now. Because Jesus is still the answer.
What was the blessing that Eli gave Elkanah and his wife? Look what Eli the priest would say. The Lord give you descendants. What's my title? The power of reaping. Let me tell you something. God doesn't forget anything. God didn't forget that one day Hannah was barren, but she cried out to the Lord. And she said, Lord, if you give me a child, that child will be yours forever. God didn't forget. The power of reaping. Now we're about to find out that God, through Eli the priest, he was about to bless them. Notice it doesn't say, Lord, give them one more child. No. The Bible says the Lord give you descendants. I want to say, church, your harvest is coming. God has seen every seed you have sown. And notice that the Bible says the Lord give you. Let me tell you something, church. God is a giver. And this morning he's about to give you. But let me ask you, are you ready to receive it? You're here this morning. God's about to give. Now you gotta learn how to receive. See, there's people that don't know how to receive. Oh, I'm not worthy. Oh, I'm not qualified. Oh, no, it's okay. No. A time comes, church, where you say, Lord, I take it. I thank you. And I give you all the glory and honor and praise. There's some of you that God can give you a car. God can give you a house. God can give you 10 children. God can do whatever he wants to do. But church, you got to learn how to receive. The first place is not even about you. It's because of his grace. It's because him. You know what Ecclesiastes chapter 11 verse 1 says? Cast your bread. Cast your bread upon the waters. That's sowing. For you will find it after many days. Everything you sow, everything you give unto the Lord, you will never lose it. The Bible says you will what? Find it. Oh, I get excited this morning. You're about to find your blessing. You're about to receive what God's about to give you. Luke 6:38 says, give. That's what Hannah did. That's what the mom did. Give and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over will be put into your bosom. For with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you. But I found one thing about God. God always gives back. But he always gives extra. Did you hear me? God will give you enough for you to have, and he'll give you extra to bless others. See, some of you are doubting. You're not believing it. Because you need to learn how to receive. You know how many times God has wanted to bless you? And I know, I get it. Sometimes we try to act humbly. No, I'm okay, brother, sister. I'm okay. No, I'm okay. I don't need it. I work hard enough for my stuff. You're losing out on the blessing. Take it by force. Take it. That's not every day. Hallelujah. Eli would bless Elkanah and his wife and say, the Lord give your descendants, give you descendants. Look what he says, from this woman. I want you to see this. Remember that? Who was that woman? Hannah. Remember when we started in the beginning? There were two of them. Her rivalry was able to have children. She wasn't. And remember, the rival would what? Make fun of her. Ah, you can't have child. Ah, look at you. Look at you. You can't have babies. Look, God doesn't like you. God doesn't love you. Look at you. You're nobody. You can't have children. And Hannah would cry. She would cry. She would go to Shiloh. She would be in the tabernacle and she would cry out to God. But she made a promise. And God honored her. And now God not only gave her a child, Samuel, but now we see that the Bible says the Lord give you descendants from who? From this woman. Revelation right now. From being barren to becoming a billionaire. Hallelujah. From barren to a billionaire. I mean, think about it. What if, let me ask you, mothers, if you're barren, you can't have children. And then suddenly one day, God answered your prayer. There's no money in the world that can buy that. Only God can do it. I said, only God can do the supernatural. Hallelujah. From this woman for the loan. Look what he says. The Lord give you descendants from this woman for the loan that was given to the Lord. Because she said, Lord, everything belongs to God. But she's like, Lord, this is yours. And the Bible says, I don't know if you remember, then they would go to their home. And look at verse 21. And the Lord visited Hannah so that she conceived and bore. Look what the Bible says. From zero, she bore three sons and two daughters. I'm telling you, God always gives you a little extra. And the Bible does say, Ephesians 3:20, now to him who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. Let me tell you, church, God always, he is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we ask. He always does beyond. Being barren, now she has a child who's in the ministry, serving who? Serving God. And then God gives her three more sons and two daughters. And the Bible says at the end, meanwhile, the child Samuel grew before the Lord. Samuel was growing in the Lord. He was growing. What you sow, this is what I wrote down, what you sow will grow. What you sow, it will grow. You know why you don't grow? Because you haven't sown. You know why we haven't? Samuel, he's in the tabernacle. He's growing.
God's taking him from glory to glory. God is preparing him. You know why we don't grow sometimes spiritually? Because we haven't sown. We don't sow in prayer. We don't sow in the word. Now it's going to get good. We don't sow in the spiritual things. That's why, you know, some of you, you're not growing. We want the harvest. We want this. We want that. We want the blessings. We want the benefits. We want all the lights. We want all the exterior. We want everything. But we're not sowing. Now you're really quiet. We're not sowing. But God makes it grow. It's time to go, church, in order to grow. I said it's time to go in order to grow. Go in with God. What are you waiting for? Go in with God. Get in the word. Seek Jesus. Worship Jesus. Get in to grow. Get in the word. Get in prayer. Talk to God. He's your best friend. He's your savior. He's everything to you. Tell him, talk to him. He's better than your buddy. Your homeboy. Back then they used to say your home squeak. He's more than that. He's everything. He fulfills everything that you need. He'll give you whatever you need. You feel down, God will pick you up. You don't need 30 pills. You need one pill, and it's called Jesus. Hallelujah. He'll lift you up. You think you're high right now? No, you ain't high. You're going down right now. Jesus, you're always high. Hallelujah. Well, you know, Pastor, you know, with three, I'll make it through the day. No, you lying devil. You don't need three. You need one. You need a savior. His name is Jesus Christ. I need four joints, Pastor, to make it. Four. Oh, no. You don't need no joint. I remember back in the day, this is an illustration, this is a world thing right here, but I'm going to shoot it. Back in the days, it was probably like in the 92, 93. And back then I used to work out a lot, and a guy from Hopeville, I didn't really know him. They used to call him Shaq. And he goes up to me, hey, can you be my security at the, you know where the church, Para de Sufrir, that used to be a Rolorama, used to be a ring, but then it went out of business and it was empty, but they used to throw parties there at IVC, and I remember I was right there, I was thinking I was all that, you come in, you can't go in, get out, you know, come in, no, it's a true story, and then a friend of mine, out of nowhere, he came out with a joint like that. This. I was like, Lord have mercy. No, I didn't even use that word, Lord have mercy, but that's what we think. We think that's the life, you know. And some don't ever get out of that. They're still in that. But what I'm trying to get to, church, is that there's nothing like serving the Lord Jesus Christ. He makes me smile. He makes me strong. He teaches me how to forgive. He removes all pride from my heart. He shows me how to humble myself. He teaches me how to love my wife, how to love my children, how to love people. He teaches me how to live a fulfilled life. Why? Because I got the presence of God. I have the love of God on me.
Con los ojos todos cerrados. I'm good. I'm good. I'm ready to work. No, you can't work like that. Go home.
And the Bible says, I finish here. Meanwhile, the child Samuel grew. He grew before the Lord. You know, how did he grow? Because he was in the right environment, the tabernacle. The house of God. The power, the presence of God was there. Let me tell you something, church. You want to change? Or maybe you're here and you're saying, you know what? I want to be set free from this. Keep showing up and watch what God will do. And I could prove it. Even the Bible says in Luke 2:52, the Bible says, and Jesus increased in wisdom and stature. And in the favor of God and man. He was at the temple. You want to grow? Stick around here, church. I don't understand people that say, I don't believe going to church. And then some get spiritual. We are the church. We're the temple.
Bring in that a notch. Come down. You need Jesus. Come to the house of God. You know those people, what they're telling you is that they don't want responsibility. They don't want to change. That's why it said it's not just about the assisting. It's about God doing an inside change in you, your heart. And this morning you're in the best place, church. Not because it's new generation, church. It's because it's the house of God. And we, the people, are the church. And may God help us, church. In the mighty name of Jesus. Please stand this morning.
Thank you for joining us for today's message at New Generation Church. For more information, visit us at etngchurch.com.